This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Death and destruction in Florida after Hurricane Milton slammed ashore as a fierce Category 3 storm. The AP's Donna Warder.
Storm chaser Morgan Guillon spots a tornado in Okeechobee, Florida, and it's approaching.
Large tornado in progress.
Okeechobee is near Wellington, Florida, where St. Lucie County Sheriff Keith Pearson tells WPBF there have been fatalities.
This community was hit from what the Dopplers are showing. We got hit the hardest, the quickest. Again, we say this wasn't expected. We prepare for things, but you can't expect or do anything when we have multiple tornadoes touch down in such a short period of time.
Hurricane Milton made landfall late Wednesday in Siesta Key near Sarasota, dumping more than 16 inches of rain in St. Petersburg and tearing the fabric dome roof off the Tampa Bay Rays' Tropicana Field. More than 3 million homes and businesses are without power. I'm Donna Warder.
Rosemary Smith says she evacuated as the storm approached, remembering what Hurricane Helene did to her home 2 weeks ago.
Helene flooded our house. We had 4 feet of water in it. They have since removed the drywall and we can't live in it now. So we found a mobile home to move into. And now we're in the mobile home. And they told us to evacuate mobile homes because of the intensity of the hurricane.
Rosemary Smith in Newport Richey, Florida. This morning, Milton was moving through Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. Sean Diddy Combs appears in federal court in Manhattan today for a hearing ahead of his trial on sex trafficking charges. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Rafael Nadal says he'll retire from tennis at the age of 38 following next month's Davis Cup finals. This is AP News. Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in Gaza has killed more than 20 people.
The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital confirmed the toll from the strike in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. The strike comes a day after Lisa Dalton, the finance director of the UN's Human Rights Office, spoke at the UN Security Council.
People are traumatized, hungry, digging with their bare hands in rubble for their loved ones. They're increasingly frustrated about the international community's failure to stop the hostilities.
Her comments came as an Israeli parliamentary committee approved a pair of bills that would ban the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees known as UNRWA from operating in Israeli territory. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of UNRWA, warned that if the legislation was adopted, humanitarian operations in Gaza and the West Bank may disintegrate, leaving hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in dire need. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.